Introduction to the Life Awakening Report. Dear friend, in the beginning, God created the universe. The universe was perfect, because God was perfect. The universe included the sun, moon and stars to guide us back to our awareness of the perfection of the Creator. There are 12 signs, which are 12 paths back to our origins. As human beings, we were created in the image and likeness of God. We are, therefore, perfect. That is our true identity. Any perceived imperfection is just the result of original sin. It is not who we really are. It is not our underlying perfection. As individuals, we were perfect at our conception. It is only because of things like our karma, our inheritance, our prenatal, birth, and early childhood experiences that we might not think we are perfect. However, these intervening influences are just the effect of original sin. They are not who we really are. When we discover who we really are and become one with God again, we are reborn. This report is designed to affirm your oneness with God and to help you dissolve any blockages to your ultimate awareness. Special attention will be paid to removing any such influences which may be lingering from your prenatal and birth experiences, so that you can then live from the purity of your conception. This report is a sequel to the Chakra Healing Report, in that once you have healed all 7 of your chakras, you can focus on living from the highest spiritual awareness of your crown chakra. Your crown chakra is the 1,000-petaled lotus, which is infinitely more complex and magnificent than all of your other chakras combined. It is in your crown chakra that your awareness is one with God. Holistic healing rightly unifies your body, mind and spirit, and your crown chakra pertains to your spirit. You have a place on the top of your head which is called your conception point. You can locate it by putting the heel of your hand on the top of your nose, so that it fits into the indentation there, and the point which your middle finger then touches on the top of your head is your conception point. You grew downwards and outwards from that point. Your horizontal relationships are with the world around you, and your vertical relationship is with God. If the influences of the world around you are in harmony with divine will, then they help you maintain your sense of oneness in God. However, if the influences around you come from original sin or any of its manifestations, then a correction has to be made for you to rediscover your true perfection. Your natal, astrological chart is a record of all the influences upon you up to and including your birth. It includes your prenatal life, your conception and, according to recent research, cellular memory from before your conception. In your chart, your conception point is shown by your natal heaven, which is the highest spiritual point in your chart. The remainder of your chart consists of various guiding posts to show you the way back up to your highest enlightenment. Note, in this report I have used many Christian references to describe the highest religious experiences. This is because I myself was raised in a Christian environment, and I needed a familiar language in which to express my ideas. However, I am aware of the limitations of referring to only one religion in particular. All of the great world religions and philosophies share the same essential ideals of faith, love, compassion, truth and healing. You are encouraged to translate the essence of what I have described into your own frame of reference and to use it in whatever way benefits you.